Australia a step closer to formally committing to net zero 2050. An Australian scientist named as a potential member of the World Health Organization's new advisory board. And in sport, the president of World Football encourages a joint World Cup bid between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has presented a plan to reach net zero by 2050 to Federal Cabinet. Negotiations between the Liberals and Nationals have been intense this week as Mr. Morrison attempts to find agreement to a policy ahead of the COP26 summit. But senior Nationals say no deal has been made yet and their party room won't debate it until Sunday. Labor's climate spokesman Chris Bowen and Greens leader Adam Band are putting pressure on the government to commit.
Anything less than meeting those tests, 2050, legislated and increasing medium-term target, will just be another cop-out at COP.
Delay is the new denial. The government's 2050 climate plan is a fraud. It's based on coal and gas expanding, while the rest of the world is trying to get out of coal and gas.
Scott Morrison's plan is unlikely to require legislation, meaning there's no parliamentary requirement to meet the target and no risk of rogue MPs crossing the floor. Victorian residents in the Mitchell Shire north of Melbourne have emerged from a lockdown this morning. Residents of Melbourne are still waiting to see if their COVID-19 lockdown will lift early. The city was expected to exit its sixth hard lockdown on October 26th. However, officials say Victoria is on track to reach its 70% double vaccination target ahead of schedule. On Wednesday, Victoria recorded its deadliest day of its third wave of infections, with 13 coronavirus deaths and 1,571 cases. The World Health Organization has chosen members for a new advisory board to help create guidelines for future studies on the origins of pandemics and epidemics and to oversee investigations. In total, 26 experts were put forward by the WHO for its scientific advisory group for the origins of novel pathogens, including scientists from China, Russia, Australia, the United States, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and Cambodia. Australian Stuart Blacksell, a professor of tropical microbiology at the Nuffield Department of Medicine at the University of Oxford, is on the list of proposed members ahead of a two-week period of public consultation. A law to legalise voluntary assisted dying in New South Wales is being formally introduced to Parliament today. Both major party leaders, Premier Dominic Perrottet and opposition leader Chris Minns, will vote against the bill, but each will allow their members a conscience vote on the issue. To sport now, FIFA President Gianni Infantino has suggested Israel and other states in the region bid to host the 2030 Football World Cup. Israel says it is a possibility to potentially bid with other countries in the region, such as the United Arab Emirates, thanks to the normalisation of relations through the Abraham Accords. There's a joint bid for the tournament in 9 years from Uruguay, Argentina, Paraguay and Chile together. Portugal and Spain, Australia and also China have expressed interest. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide showers easing, 16. Melbourne showery as well, 19. Hobart rain increasing, 17. Canberra showers and a possible storm, 18. Wollongong much the same, 23. Sydney similar conditions, 24. Newcastle showers and a possible storm, 28. Brisbane showers and a storm, 25. Cairns partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin a shower or two and 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.